All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, May 15th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a six-game early MLB slate already underway. Good luck to all of you playing that contest. We have a seven-game main slate MLB later this evening, two-game NBA playoff slate, and a single NHL showdown tonight. So it should be a fun day of DFS. And then we also have the PGA Championship teeing off early tomorrow morning. So it should be a fun day of DFS here. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show here on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with golf teeing off tomorrow, did want to remind you guys about our Birdie Battle promotion. It is a giveaway we're doing for golf over the summer here, where the grand prize is two tickets to the 2025 Masters here. And not only can you win the tickets here at the end of the season, but you can also win them by taking down one of the Millie Makers. Instead of getting a Rolex, you can get two tickets to the Masters as long as you are participating in our Winner's Circle promotion. So Winner's Circle is awesome, and you can find more details to that on our website as well. So get in on the action. You guys should have got an email related to PGA Championship DFS as well. I believe there is a banner in the app also. So I will drop the link to this page here in the YouTube chat. Excuse me there. And good luck to all of you playing some golf DFS this weekend. But with that said, I'm going to get the SaberSim app pulled up here. Also, one other thing, you know, I just mentioned this, and I'm going to take a second and talk about it. I mentioned our winner circle. So in case anybody is like, hey, what the heck is, you know, your guys' winner circle? This is another free like promotion we do year round, where if you get a top five finish and you have more than $1,000, you could check out the rules down here. So finish top five in a DFS contest for at least $1,000. The prize for your highest finishing entry counts. Prize must be 10x your entry fee. Tournament must have at least 100 people. Wear our logo. Have a subscription to SaberSim and share a screenshot on X and tag us at SaberSim, and you will qualify for our prizes. So we have prizes for 1K winners, which you can see all the people who have won here. See what gets at top. 1,000 plus winning tier. We have a 10,000 plus winning tier. See what gets at top here. With additional prizes for this tier. Wow, this is like getting really long. 10,000 tier, right? T-shirt, hoodie, hat, one free month of SaberSim and swag box. And then let's use the scroller. Max challenge, if you ever win one of our max challenges, like during the NFL season here, these are people who've taken down one of our max challenge, also got a championship belt. And then this is our six-figure tier, another awesome tier, get a hat, backpack. And then our $1 million tier, right? Got quite a few screenshots up here now. So you guys can check this out on our page, sabersim.com/winner-circle. To get in on the action. All right. With that said, going to pull up our homepage here and going to keep golf up today. If we have some time, you know, we'll do like a walkthrough for some golf stuff. So happy to talk about anything like that. Question here from J Sam Jr. First one today. Question says, what does it mean when it says a pitcher will have so many plate appearances? Okay, good question. So let me jump over to MLB for today. We'll go take a look at the main slate and we can look at this. So what we're talking about over here is the detailed stats. And what you'll see is like, okay, if I go to batters, you know, I get sort of my plate appearances, you know, these are how many times they're going to come up to bat, right? But what does it mean for pitchers? Well, these are basically like how many batters we are expecting them to face here. So like, hey, you know, when Logan Webb pitches, you know, on average, he throws to this many batters is effectively what it means here. So not super important for pitchers, in my opinion, but definitely more important for batters. However, we do have it for both. All right. Question from Sammy. Question says, thanks, John. John said, keep up the great work. Right on. Question from Sammy. When looking at metrics, the weight part in it, it is that set by percentage when looking at it? For example, it shows 0.5. Does that equal 50%? Also, metric-wise, does it cap the set added value to 1 equals 100%? Or that doesn't matter if I decide to build some of my own. If the prior question is correct, can the addition pass 1, or does 5 is too many for the formula? Thanks. Okay, so good question here. Let's build some lineups so we can get into the post build and talk a little bit more about this. But effectively, what we're talking about is the weights of the variables in a either custom metric or in Sabre score or something like that. So here I will do a demonstration, probably using Sabre score and just give a little context as to what we are looking at. All right. So lineups are built here. Going to go and click the eye icon on my Sabre score here to pull this up. So basically what's happening here, it says 0.3 times some projection. So what's happening is that this is effectively a percentage, right? It's going to take the sum projection, and then it's going to take 30% of that. And then that becomes the number as the first part of the Sabre score, right? So if I look at this lineup here and I look at the projection score, it's 99.1. So then what is effectively happening is it is taking that number and then multiplying it by 30%. And then whatever 30% is will be the first part of the equation. So I go in here to my calculator, take 99.1 times 0.3, which is 30%, and I get 29.73, right? That is going to be part one of this Sabre score. And then, you know, part two is going to be the 99th percentile with a weight of 0.7. So then it would effectively take the 99th percentile of the lineup. I go to percentiles, I go to 99th. And that's 183.6. And then it would do 183.6 times 0.7. Now it says 128, but if you actually look here at the Sabre score, it says max scaled value, max 100. So this would effectively be 100 now. And then the last one is the adjusted ownership average value, a negative 0.6. So then what it would do here is it would basically take the mean of all of the average adjusted ownerships, and then it would multiply it by negative 0.6, and that would effectively subtract it here from the formula. So if I go back to my Sabre score, so my Sabre score here is 90, right? And if I'm doing this right so far, so we have the 29.73. This is effectively 100, so that's 129.73. And then I would go in and take all these adjusted ownership values and find the mean of them, because we're using the average here, and then multiply it by 0.6. And then that would get me some other variable that would effectively bring this number down. And then that probably gets me close to this number 90 here. So that is, you know, kind of the formula and basically what's going on at each step for each variable here. So hope that helps to shed some light on what's going on. All right. Question here from Ron. Ron said, what's best to sort lineups to enter into GPPs, RA ROI versus ROI versus standard deviation ROI, and what is a good number to be on the lookout for? Okay, so let's kick off a contest sim here. And we could talk about it a little bit. So I'm going to go to my contest sim settings, just set up a default contest sim. going to click run here. So as far as the contest sim metrics go, we recommend using RAROI, which stands for risk adjusted ROI. So the reason for that is because when we run the contest sim, it generates these other statistics. It generates ROI, it generates win rate, it generates cash rate, it generates ROI standard deviation. It looks at the dupes across the field lineups compared to your lineups. But what RAROI does is it looks at all of these other variables kind of combined and then gives the lineup a score. So it's not coming directly from the contest sim as like a summary statistic. It's looking at the summary statistics and then giving the lineup a score based on all these other variables. So we think RAROI is the best contest sim sorting metric and the best metric overall. All right, Kevin said, will you look at Ben Ann? How do you think he will do at Valhalla? Look at Sam Burns also. Thanks. So good questions here. I really don't have any opinions on these guys. You know, we really don't do like slate breakdowns or like give too many takes on players here. I would say one thing that I always think is good to do is that if you want to get an idea of what the Sims think of a player, you know, run the Sims on the defaults and come in here and sort by pool exposure. And this will give you some indication of like what SaberSim thinks of a player, right? So like a good instance here is like, hey, Griffin Canning is projected for about 25% ownership. Well, he's in about 33% of our lineups across the entire pool. So he's coming up in a lot more lineups compared to his ownership rate. And SaberSim is seeing that and looks to be taking advantage of it, right? It's doing it automatically. I didn't even have to do anything, but it's already, you know, putting him in a lot of the top lineups here. So I think that's always kind of a good indication as to whether or not SaberSim thinks a person is a good play. So that's where I would spend my time if you're looking to answer questions along those lines. But all right, taking a peek here. Looks like we're all caught up in the Discord. One more for Ron. What would be a good percent though? I've gotten 10,000 plus percent and sometimes less than 1,000. It's kind of relative. You know what I mean? There isn't like, hey, you know, this percentage is always like the right percentage. The percentages are going to change based on the payout structure of the contests. That's typically one of the biggest driving factors. So like when I come into this contest, you know, for that I created, like this just some contests in NFL season and be getting, you know, 600%, 700%. Like if I'm playing like the Millie Maker or something like that, right? You could see like some outrageous values. So all of it is relative to a build. I wouldn't be saying like, hey, I have to play, you know, ROI values over a certain percentage. I would say the only time I would actually think about that is for like the last lineup in my set. So like typically what I'm doing is scrolling down to the last lineup in my set of 20 or however many lineups I need. And then I'm increasing my min uniques and I'm happy when my last lineup approaches zero, right? So like right now, my last lineup is like negative 29% sim ROI. So that's too low, right? I would actually bump it back up to 7. And then I would see here that my last lineup is still positive 60% ROI. Now for me, as long as this number is above zero, I'm okay playing it. So that's kind of the way that I'm thinking about it. But as far as like for the top side, you know, I don't have a number that like I'm shooting for. I just want to make sure all the lineups are at least neutral to positive sim ROI. John Sams Jr. said, what does it mean when it says flagship ownership? Good question here. So if you come in here and you see this column, it says flagship. So flagship MME owned. So if you click on the gear icon in the my own column, you're going to see all of our different buckets of ownership. Flagship is typically the biggest contest on any night. It is the biggest prize pool, biggest percent to first typically. So that would be the $15 150 max contest, the 175K prize pool here. This would be our flagship MME contest. MME is mass multi-entry. So we use MME to represent contests that have 150 entries in them. And then we have our 20 max single entries as well here. So that's what flagship is. It is, you could also see this, I believe, in the contest sim settings. I think If you go to field lineups, it should give you a pop-up here that kind of describes what's going on. But I believe flagship is anything from like $4 to $30, and then medium stakes is $30 to $100, high stakes is $100 or more, and then low stakes is under $4. Okay, follow up. How would we find out ownership for the dime and nickel? So those would be low stakes ownership. Now, I believe that you have to be on the ultimate plan to get the 13 buckets of ownership here. If you are on like the pro or the standard, then you're just going to get the flagship, which, you know, if you go and look at like other ownership projections, like across the industry, that most places are like usually coming out with like one or two from what I've seen like in the past here. I don't know what people are doing these days, where they're basically like basic ownership is just like for the large field contest of the night. So I think that, you know, you're perfectly. So like if I come in here, you know, right now I'm on the low stakes MME and my top owned player is Framber Valdez at 30%, Pablo Lopez at 28%, Charlie Morton at 28%. Let's just see how these change. So Valdez goes to 32, Morton goes to 31, Pablo to 29. So small changes, like a couple percentage points for each of these players. So it just depends that if you think the subscription cost is worth it for, you know, getting access to these other ownerships. It really comes down to the contest sims at the end of the day. You know, that's why we created all the different buckets to try and be as accurate as possible with the different contest sims. So that is what I would be weighing if I was trying to make that decision. But all right. Appreciate you guys tuning in here. I will be right back here tomorrow, Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.